It's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife career pivot experiment called Fork in the Road. And I'm the human guinea pig, Andy Marshall, who's got the gall to attempt to have a successful career doing work I love, creative work, and throw that notion of a starving artist out the window. Then take the elevator down to the ground floor and jump on it some more. And I'm going to keep doing this every day on the podcast. So let's go.
Apparently it takes 21 days to create a habit, or 90 days to make something a permanent lifestyle change. And I know I've made my morning coffee a habit, so I'm just having a little sip here. Ah, so good. So I've got this goal to work towards with making art every day. A challenge I've kind of set myself a few weeks back. I've already broken it, but you know, you need to get back on it and keep trying it. And hopefully at some stage it's going to stick. Like, as my previous blog and podcast stated, is that my make art every day challenge is do a minimum of 5 minutes on a piece, on something I'm working on every day. And then over time, if I only manage 5 minutes a day, you know, I will still be advancing my artwork. Things will still be happening. I can still basically call myself an artist. And I think, you know, by doing it every day, you're just keeping those skills fresh as well. So even when you're busy and distracted, you should be able to find 5 minutes a day. But, you know, even I've found that difficult as the business is getting busy. The cafe gallery gets very busy this time of year. And we've virtually got no staff, so myself as a boss, I'm having to work as well almost all the time. So it makes it very hard to get in the headspace of doing it. But I think to get in the headspace of doing the art, you've just got to do the art. You've just got to start it. And that's how you get in the headspace of doing it. When I illustrated the Super Scout kids book for Elijah and Crumpet, I'd created a great habit. I had first carved out a piece of time that I could draw, and then I would do a live stream every night. And this would make me accountable for showing up every day and help me stay consistent when I wasn't feeling it. So basically, we were doing up a bus to live in, a tiny house to live in, and I would get the in a remote part of Australia, because it was somewhere where we could park the bus. It's pretty hard to park a bus somewhere on a suburban street. And so got the kids to sleep, and then I would go live on YouTube, and I'd do about an hour each night. Sometimes we'd go into a couple of hours illustrating the kids' book for Elijah and Crumpet. And the great thing about that is that they would, Rob from Elijah and Crumpet would, and sometimes Elijah would get on the live stream, and we would have a chat as I was illustrating the book. And that was not only a great way of helping to keep the consistency, but it was great to be able to communicate edits and things like that as we were going along. So that was a really good time for doing consistent art. But times change, and that little slice of time doesn't really seem to exist anymore. So I suppose I just need to be on the lookout for any other slivers of time that you can use to create art. Currently I wake up about 4:30, 5 a.m, depending on how much I've got to get done at the cafe here before it opens at 6:30. And then work until the end of the day, but it's 3 o'clock, then my kids get home from school, and then it's, you know, activities, bedtime, dinner, all those kinds of things that you do at the end of the day with kids. And they go to bed about 7:30, hopefully asleep by about 8, but then I'm usually asleep about 8 as well because I'm completely exhausted. However, you know, but all that sleep deprivation that I've talked about before is that when, so they don't often have consistent sleep. And one thing I can rely on as I'm waking up, them waking up in the night. So I help them get back to sleep. And then I go, okay, here's an hour where I can draw peacefully. And so I set myself the minimum of 5 minutes. Like if I'm really tired and run down, I'll just go back to bed after 5 minutes. Or if I'm really getting into it, I'll stay up for, I cap it on an hour because then I got to get back to bed, get to sleep. Otherwise, I will be a zombie the next day. And it's not the perfect system, that's for sure, and but it's what's currently working for me. I suppose I'll be always on the lookout for better bits of time because I don't really know how sustainable you would call that piece of time doing your art in the middle of the night. But they are my kind of thoughts on keeping creating art as a habit, is just putting in that little bit every day, no matter how hard. And I need to tell myself that because sometimes I'm not even doing it. And I'm the one writing the post and the creating the podcast. So I've got to do what I'm saying, as well as do what I'm doing, or whatever you call it. Anyway, check you next time.
And that just about wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to start talking, I'd love you to leave me a voice message. All you have to do is tap the link at the bottom of the podcast description and you'll be able to leave me a 1 minute message there. It could be a question, your thoughts, praise, outrage. I don't care. I just want the attention. And I'll play the message back on the show and I'll catch you tomorrow at the fork in the road.